It's August 8th, 2026, and the world's biggest iron ore export hub just went on strike. Here's what that means for your money. Let's do the big picture first. A few things are pulling at markets today.
The headline is that iron ore supply is suddenly under pressure, and it's rippling into mining stocks and steel markets globally. We'll dig into that in a moment.
There's also a new U.S. ban on a piece of hardware that's critical to building out AI infrastructure.
Right. Optical transceivers, the high-speed connectors that tie AI data centers together, a ban on Chinese-made versions is putting the whole AI build-out timeline in question.
On top of that, the U.S. is tightening rules around Chinese technology inside connected cars. And that story keeps expanding.
And in the jobs world, fintech companies are still cutting headcount. If that trend has not stopped.
So, commodities, AI hardware, trade policy, and tech layoffs all in the mix today. Our main story is that strike at BHP's Port Hedland in Australia. Dev, set the scene.
Port Hedland is the single largest iron ore export port on the planet. It's in Western Australia, and it basically feeds the steel mills of China and Asia.
And as of this morning, workers have walked off the job.
Bloomberg reported this morning that union workers are striking at BHP's hub. If ships can't load and leave, iron ore shipments back up fast.
Why should someone who doesn't own mining stocks care about this?
Iron ore is what you make steel from. Steel goes into construction, cars, appliances. It's everywhere in the real economy. So a disruption here hits prices downstream pretty quickly.
And BHP is one of the biggest mining companies in the world, so its shares are worth watching.
The market's mood on this is pretty negative right now. With not much optimism, it resolves quickly. And this is confirmed and gaining attention, not a rumor.
Let's talk about what's heating up and cooling off. What's gaining steam?
A handful of new stories are just starting to develop. They're early, not yet fully formed. But the market is beginning to pay attention.
Anything that's moved from a rumble to something more solid?
Yes. A couple of stories have crossed from early chatter into confirmed territory, meaning there's now real evidence behind them, not just noise.
And the AbbVie insider buying story. That one's held steady, confirmed for a while now.
Right, that one isn't fading. Company insiders buying their own stock is usually a sign they think it's undervalued and the market hasn't lost interest yet. On Port Hedland, the bear case is simple. Strikes at ports tend to resolve faster than people expect, especially when the economic pressure on both sides is this high.
So the disruption might be short-lived and the market's overreacting?
Possibly. BHP has dealt with labor disputes before and has contingency options. A quick settlement could erase the price impact overnight.
Fair point. A one-day headline doesn't always mean a lasting supply crunch. What should we be watching heading into tomorrow?
Any update from Port Hedland. If talks resume or a deal is reached, that moves markets immediately.
And on the AI hardware side?
Watch for any response from chip and data center companies on that transceiver ban. Sentiment there is deeply negative right now, and it could get louder.
And keep an eye on the connected car crackdown. That one keeps widening every week. That's Narrowtech Daily for August 8th. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow. Narrowtech Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.